Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
This is James Langford, and I approve this message because we must secure America's borders.
And I'm Brandon Judd, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. There's a record number of people and drugs flowing illegally across our southern border. I'm grateful for a faithful conservative leader like Senator James Langford, who stands strong with us to secure our borders, build the wall, and solve the other critical border security measures we desperately need. Please support Oklahoma and our great nation by voting for U.S. Senator James Langford.
Paid for by Families for James Langford.
The latest crop progress numbers giving us some harsh reality as far as this 2022 hard red winter wheat crop here in the southern plains and winter wheat crop in general across the country. Nationally, the numbers are showing 30% of the U.S. winter wheat crop now in good to excellent shape. That's down by 2 points from a week ago, down by 13 points compared to this time 1 year ago. Our neck of the woods, the Kansas crop dropping by 1 percentage point to 33% in good to excellent shape this week. The Texas crop goes from 7% a week ago to 6% good to excellent this week. They are up to 81% of the Texas wheat crop in poor to very poor shape. For Oklahoma, a big fall off as well. 29% in good to excellent shape a week ago, 21% this week, and right now we're looking at 27% of the Oklahoma wheat crop poor to very poor condition this week. As far as the wheat heading is concerned, giving us an indication of how far along we are behind normal development for sure. Nationally, 7% of the crop now is headed versus 12% five-year average. Oklahoma, nothing headed as of yet, according to USDA, 21% the five-year average. Texas, 30% right now versus the 44% five-year average. As far as our spring planted crops are concerned, still just really getting started with the planting. We're 4% planted nationally for U.S. corn crop, just 1% for soybeans, 10% for cotton, and 17% of the U.S. grain sorghum crop planted, all that in Texas. One stat that we don't have national numbers as of yet, but we have state numbers for Texas, Oklahoma. We're looking at pasture range ratings. 7% of Texas pasture ranges are in good to excellent shape. 76% poor to very poor. Those numbers unchanged from a week earlier. Oklahoma going downhill, though. 34% in good to excellent shape this week, down 8 points from a week ago. 27% poor to very poor, up 9 points from just a week earlier. Hemp Hill County Beef Conference happening next week in Canadian, Texas. It's gone from a single county meeting up to a 12-state, two-day conference. The secret sauce, the passion of Texas AgriLife Extension agent Andy Holloway.
I was a rancher myself back in the early 2000s. I had 500 beef cows, registered Angus cows, and I lost those cows in the drought of 10, 11, and 12. I spent a year and a half just trying to figure out if I wanted to live or not. And God saved my life. And part of my passion for this conference comes from that experience. I don't want people that I can influence to go through what I went through.
You can Google the Hemp Hill County, Texas Beef Conference to learn more, both in-person, virtual registration available. You got farm news on Ron.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.